The following is a special sports presentation of the Cincinnati Bengals. Last Sunday in Buffalo, the orange and black got offensive.
Dalton throwing for the end zone, and AJ Green, he's got the ball. Did he get his feet down? Yes!
Yeah.
Touchdown!
Beautiful.
Bengals!
In the second half, the offense took charge.
Andy bounces it out to the right, throws.
Nice.
It is caught by Marvin Jones. Touchdown!
Oh. And on this day, a little extra credit was in order.
It'll be a 43-yard game-winning attempt from the right hash mark for Mike Nugent. Harris snaps it back perfectly. The kick is on its way. It is long enough. It is good!
Baby.
And the Bengals pull it out in overtime, 27-24.
You're right where you want to be, okay? You're right where you want to be. We just got to keep getting better. I keep saying the same thing. Just get better, all right? All right, man, good work.
Marvin's men continue their road trip to the Motor City, home of the Detroit Lions. We'll look in the mirror at two teams with 4-2 records leading their North divisions. Next on Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis.
Hi again, everybody. Greetings from Time Warner Cable Studio B, and welcome to Bengals Weekly with head coach Marvin Lewis. I'm Dan Horde. He is Dave Lapham. And this week, the first place Bengals head to Detroit to take on the 4-2 Detroit Lions. Coach, you often remind your players not to flinch when things go bad in a football game, but you used a different word that begins with the same letter after the game last week, forge, as in we have to forge ahead. Does that, well, kind of suggest to me that you like the way these guys are working and grinding?
Well, I do. I like what we're doing. I like our attitude. I wish sometimes we need to make a little better decision, a little smarter play, but it's not for lack of effort or energy. And, because they almost feel invincible at times. And, we know that sooner or later one of those things can trip you up. So we just got to continue to coach the details of what we're doing, continue to play with the same passion and energy, but play a little smarter. The repetitiveness of what we're doing, keep getting better at it.
In terms of finishing the football game, fourth quarter didn't necessarily work out that way, but I thought the demeanor you showed on the sideline, you never flinched. You were real positive through that whole duration, and your team responded that way. And in overtime, they delivered exactly like you anticipated and hoped that they would. I do believe that the team takes on the demeanor of a coach in those type of situations. Did you feel that confident and that positive?
Well, I felt, I really did. I had told the offensive coaches right away, let's get prepared. Let's get thinking about, coming out in overtime. These are our openers, just like we started the first half and we started the second half, and then we got a chance, unfortunately, to do it again in overtime.
Right.
And what are our openers? Get our guys, preview them on the sideline so the players know. And, as I instructed Andy, you don't have to win the game necessarily this possession, let's be positive, make first downs. And eventually they did stop us. We punted the ball, good punt, good cover. And we go down and we play 3-and-out defense, and that makes a big difference.
Everybody made plays. Andy hit 8 different receivers, and there were chunk plays out of multiple different guys. And I thought the physicality of your football team, up front, rushing for over 160, wide receivers blocking their tails off on the perimeter, another goal line stand, 2 straight weeks of being physical, when you have to be defending your own end zone. That's all big stuff for you, isn't it?
It is big, and, it's something that, it's part of our backbone and our fiber, and it's got to continue that way. And the discipline that it takes to do those things constantly.
As Lapp indicated, you were physical and ran the ball very well. That's been 2 weeks in a row. And now you face a Detroit team that's last in the NFL at yards per carry allowed in the run game. If you can run it this week, it'd be a great way to keep Matt Stafford off the field.
Well, I think controlling the football game is going to be important. This is an explosive defensive front. It's feast or famine. And, you know, that's why that average is famine. Because they give up some plays. They might hit a play or so in the backfield, but they could give up a run or two. And so we've got to be diligent and stay at it and don't get frustrated because a run goes for, you know, maybe a back to the line of scrimmage or a minus one. We got to stay after it because we got to be diligent. It's a lot like as we play the Pittsburghs and Baltimores in our division. We know how those things work, but you got to keep your nose hit, your head down and your nose to the grindstone and stay after it.
Looking at these two teams, they're built so similarly. You know, I mean, I look at the defensive linemen and the tackle tandems. I mean, they have Fairley and Sue. You know, you got Geno and Pecco both playing exceptionally well. They get Ziggy Ansah, you know, a physical freak. You know, you've got Carlos Dunlap and Michael Johnson. Same, a lot of similarities there. You know, Reggie Bush. You got Giovanni Bernard. You know, Calvin Johnson. You have A.J. Green. It's kind of like, you know, tit for tat here a little bit. It's interesting matchup.
It is. A lot of good players on this football, be on that football field come Sunday, and we got to have the best ones.
Yeah.
They have an undrafted free agent rookie tight end, Joseph Fourier. 7 catches all year, 5 right. for touchdowns. It's awfully hard to double team Calvin Johnson in the red zone when a 6'8 tight end is going up and over people and grabbing it.
He's made some big plays in those games that converted into touchdowns. So, and, you know, he had, I guess, 3 a week ago against Cleveland. So, you know, he's obviously a force to be reckoned with because their other tight end, Pettigrew, is just an excellent receiver. He's a good blocker. You know, he's kind of their version of Jermaine Gresham.
Couple of 4-2 teams. Should be a great game. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Hey, Bengals fans. It's McDonald's Pounder Play of the Game, brought to you by the new Quarter Pounder Burgers.
On 4th and goal, James Harrison drops the Bills quarterback for his first sack.
Lewis fakes a handoff, rolls right. He's going to try to run. He gets stopped by James Harrison for a 1-yard loss at the 2-yard line. Doug Marrone went for it and failed.
So tackle your toughest appetite and pound one today.
Is it crazy to love football? That the only dance you know is a touchdown dance? To set up your daughter's troop in a shotgun formation? To have a lucky beard? Is that crazy? Nope. That's why we give you Time Warner Cable Sports Pass with NFL Red Zone, so you can catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Because missing that would be crazy.
Get TWC Sports Pass with NFL Red Zone today for less than $9. Time Warner Cable. Enjoy better.
Something exciting is happening this season at Paul Brown Stadium.
Let's go, D, let's go!
The fire for A.J. Green, it's a touchdown!
Right there, he's on the line, he's off to the races!
To the end zone, touchdown!
Geno Atkins put him in a bear hug.
To the 30, the 25, has one man to beat the 10.
And you need to be a part of it.
Let's go, let's go! It's our time.
Cincinnati Bengals tickets are on sale now. Call 866-621-8383 or go to Bengals.com.
I didn't make it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame by letting drugs and alcohol affect my ability to play. I brought my A game every time. And that's what you should do when sharing the road.
That means never getting behind the wheel under the influence and wearing your seatbelt because it's always the best defense against a drunk driver.
So whether you're driving around town or to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, never let impaired driving take you out of the game.
Well, hey there. We're here in the neighborhood, and we're just talking Gold Star Chili.
I love the four ways and the chili.
I like that.
I like the little milkshake.
I like that.
Burrito, double-decker.
Yeah, I kind of like that, too.
So what's not to like? Gold Star double-deckers, conies, ways, burritos, and shakes. Come for dinner. Stay for dessert.
So we'll just get a big plate of fries with chili on top and have that.
That's good. I think I want one of those right now.
Gold Star Chili.
The flavor of Cincinnati.
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Memories guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis, presented by Time Warner Cable, is brought to you in part by Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by Time Warner Cable, proud to present Bengals Weekly.
Time for the AFC North Rundown, brought to you by Time Warner Cable. The Bengals alone in first for the first time since 2009. Baltimore and Cleveland one game back. Pittsburgh brings up the rear, but the Steelers finally have a W. Looking right at this weekend's schedule, Cleveland on the road at Green Bay.
Green Bay's beaten up. You know, they've got some receivers nicked up. They have some linebackers beaten up as well. But I just don't see Aaron Rodgers, you know, losing to the Cleveland Browns up in Green Bay. I just don't see it happen. Ray Horton will challenge him with a few things, but Aaron Rodgers' arm talent, I think, is just going to rule the day up there, I hope.
I do suspect Brandon Whedon will not throw any floating backhanded passes this week.
That's by the boards.
And then we've got Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
Donnybrook, Slobberknocker, whatever you want to call it. I mean, this one is going to be, you better take three chin straps and buckle all of them and put on extra large big boy pads. That's the type of game this is going to be. A lot of history there. And literally, they do not like each other. So this one is going to be decided by some kind of physical separating a guy from a football and, you know, getting short field position, take advantage of it. It's going to be that type of game. Probably low scoring. And I think Pittsburgh's going to knock the Ravens off, be sweet sugar.
Time Warner Cable is proud to present Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis each week. Now let's take a look at the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club Member of the Week. Jordan is 6 years old. His favorite player is James Harrison. And his favorite food is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Make sure your child is a part of the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club, presented by Walgreens, IHOP, and College Advantage, by visiting BengalsKidsClub.com.
Everything's new in the Bengals Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium. Check out the Nike Shop, the Bengals on-field apparel supplier. Find Nike player jerseys, men's and women's t-shirts, polos, and more. Want a casual look? You'll love the new 47-brand Bengals apparel. For golfers, it's the new Cutter and Buck Golf Collection. The Pro Shop has a large selection of new era caps. Everything you need is in the Bengals Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium, open 7 days a week, or shop online at Bengals.com.
I'm Lexi Danler, and I went to Cincinnati Children's for rehab on my knees to get back to playing college volleyball. When I had my third surgery, they weren't in the best shape. Whenever I would play, whenever I'd run, they would always hurt. I was just afraid of hurting my knees again. Because I came to Cincinnati Children's Sports Center, I was able to keep my scholarship and play college volleyball. I was named to the Big Ten freshman team and was four-time Big Ten freshman of the week. Cincinnati Children's changed my outcome by helping me play college volleyball pain-free.
Hey, you get your tickets at Prime Sport?
Yep, Prime Sport can get you tickets for anything.
Even if it's sold out.
Even if you want a VIP experience.
Even if you want to hang with celebrities.
Prime Sport is the best.
The best!
Make your next Bengals game a Prime Sport experience with official home and away game ticket packages so you can cheer on the team wherever they play. Prime Sport, the official fan travel partner of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals fans are a special breed of animal, and nothing gets them in the game like Bengals checking from Fifth Third Bank. Literally, open a new checking account and get two free tickets to a Bengals home game. Then, there's exclusive event access, discounts at the Bengals Pro Shop, the chance to win a flyaway weekend, and more. Just go to 53.com/Bengals to get in the game, or stop by your nearest banking center. Fifth Third Bank, official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Looking for Bengals action during the week? Then join us Mondays at the Holy Grail for Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light. Dave Lapham and Lance McAllister will be live on 700 WLW from 6 to 9 p.m. With player appearances, prize giveaways, and knowledgeable hosts, Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light, live at the Holy Grail, is the place to be on Monday nights. Andy Dalton was named AFC Offensive Player of the Week for his performance in the Buffalo game. Congratulations, Andy.
Great to be joined on Bengals Weekly this week by offensive coordinator Jay Gruden. Looking back over the last couple of weeks, 80 runs, 67 pass attempts, and if you took away scrambles by Andy, it might be 50-50. Have you found your identity on offense?
Oh, we're trying. You know, it's balance. It's always been the key word, but sometimes games present itself where we're behind or what have you, and it might be skewed one way or the other, but we try to be right around that 55-45 range, maybe 50-50. Obviously, that'd be ideal, but done a much better job the last couple of weeks of being more balanced.
Tunnel screens. guys really executed those well. And that's everybody has to have a hand in that. Blocking on the perimeter was outstanding. Quarterback put the ball in a spot where, in full stride, receiver maximizes yards after catch, and you did that entire football game. How tough are those throws for the quarterback?
Some of them are a lot tougher than others. You have to navigate your way over a big, tall defensive end like Mario Williams. They come tough. But he did a good job, and, of course, the receivers and Andrew Whitworth leading up to the second level was very important. It's always good to have simple plays turn into big plays, and it makes it takes a lot of pressure off the quarterback and the offense in general.
Giovanni Bernard now leads NFL rookies in combined rushing and receiving yards. Can you talk about what he's meant to the offense so far?
Well, he's been what we've been after for the last couple of years. You know, somebody comes in here, gets on the perimeter, can do some damage, but also in the passing game, obviously, out of the backfield, catching the balls, and I think he had 80 yards receiving last week. He takes a simple swing pass and takes it 12, 15 yards. He takes a simple check down on all go and scores. You know what I mean? That's a huge advantage for the offense. You see what Darren Sproles does in New Orleans, and we're hoping that as he grows and becomes more familiar with the route tree, he can grow into that type of role.
Mike Pettine's style of defense, I mean, they're everywhere. They line up everywhere and they come from everywhere. But, you know, watching tape of other teams, there were a lot of free runners. Watching your game, no free runners. I mean, everybody got a hat on a hat. You have a very bright quarterback with football IQ, and you have a very bright center with football IQ. They were big in this game, weren't they?
They were. You know, Kyle had a great game, his best game since I've been here, I think. And, of course, Andy, both those guys have to do a good job of identifying where the line's going. And Andy always has the ability to trump Kyle. But Kyle did a great job, both in the running game and in the passing game, of communicating with Andre and Jermaine and Whitworth over there and Clint over there and Zeitler over there, of making sure everybody goes up to the right people. And that's a lot easier said than done, that's for sure. And hats off to Kyle in that regard.
How is Andy attuning out the criticism that any quarterback gets?
Well, as a quarterback, you're going to get criticized. You know, every game that you see, the losing team's quarterback is going to get criticized.
Unless
they lose 58 to 55, then maybe the defensive guy will get criticized one time. But that's just the nature of the position, and that's what he signed up for, and I tell him that all the time. And if you didn't want the criticism, you should have sold insurance or something. But I think he embraces it, and I think he comes in every day with the right frame of mind, trying to get better. He knows he's not perfect. He's not the perfect product, but he's trying to get there, and he's doing the best he can, and we're trying to help him along the way and find plays that he's comfortable with and try not to force things down his throat, but try to keep him protected, both in the running game and the quick passing game. But when it is time for him to flourish, if we get down or has to throw it deep, he needs to do a better job.
Your tight ends, they're not only lining up in different spots and making themselves a versatile target in the passing game, they're lining up in different places and blocking real well. I mean, Tyler Eifert coming downhill from the fullback position was interesting to watch. And I'll tell you, Jermaine Gresham, I mean, you know, he's got Big Williams on a pass rush, like a third tackle, and standing up. The guy's a man. And even though he didn't have a whole lot of catches, but he had a big impact on the win in Buffalo, didn't he?
He did. He did. Both of them did. You know, and everybody wants to look at their fantasy football stats, but in that personnel grouping, we call Tiger, two tight ends, two receivers, it's only beneficial if you can run it. You know, I mean, if you're just going to pass it every down, then the team brings in nickel and dime, and it's really not that big of a benefit. But if you can run the ball and teams want to match up nickel with you, then you have to make them pay. And we had some really good runs in that personnel grouping. And that'll only open up the passes later on when teams start to play bat base and load up the box for the running game. So it's very important for both of them to block, and they both did a good job.
You face a difficult challenge up front this week with Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley in the middle of that defensive line. Is that the best tandem in the NFL?
Probably. You know, every week there's a new challenge. You know, we haven't had a breather yet, and I don't think we're ever going to get one looking at our schedule. So, but those two guys are dynamic. They do a great job with the stunts. They can bowl you. They can swim you. They can do just about everything, and they're very, very active. Even though their stats don't show it, they're very disruptive, obviously. And we got to do a great job of sustaining and trying to hold blocks and not letting them get too much penetration on the quick passing game and where it gets Andy flustered. So it'll be a great challenge for our interior people.
Jay, best of luck this week.
Thank you.
Great Clips has free Bengals tickets with sideline access for two. Look for details for this season at Great Clips locations. Remember, with Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
All right, time to answer your questions in our Bengals Q&A. It's brought to you by Fifth Third Bank, and Brian is up first. Are the Bengals going to look to add a fullback to help in the passing game as well as the running game?
Well, Orson Charles was that guy. Orson Charles is going to be the receiver at the fullback position, you know, motion him around, H-back, and that's been put on the back burner a little bit. Now, though, they have Tyler Eifert lining up at fullback. He's actually lead blocking. Great receiver out of the fullback position. And then when short yardage and goal line, throw him a top Peckle. Bring him in there to maul people. So Gresham is lined up in the backfield. Eifert is lined up in the backfield. Orson Charles is capable of it. I think they're fine.
Question two comes from Rusty. Why is it that our tight ends don't seem to be targeted in the red zone?
You know, Rusty, that's a good question. I mean, I thought by now Tyler Eifert would have at least three red zone touchdowns. I really did, watching him in training camp and watching his ability in the red zone. You know, he can win the jump balls just like AJ. He's a great basketball player in high school, and basically he can just rebound over people. And I thought we'd see a little bit more of that. And I think we will. But it is surprising to me as well that it hasn't happened yet.
All right, Brian and Rusty, thanks for the questions. If you have one for us, you can send it in on the Bengals Facebook page.
Tell the world you're a fan with Fifth Third Bengals Checking. You get a Bengals-themed debit card and checks and a 10% discount at the Bengals Pro Shop. Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Time for a quick timeout, but first, this week's Bengals trivia question. We are inspired by the fact that the Bengals are heading to Detroit this week. Of course, Pontiac, Michigan, nearby was the site of the Bengals' first Super Bowl appearance back in January of 82.
And I would have been the one to push the plunger to blow up Pontiac. Bad memories of that place. Every time we went there for an away game, I'd go back to inside that five-yard line and think, oh, this is where it all occurred, man. If we just had scored a touchdown here, we may have won a Super Bowl and have a ring on my hand.
Partner, it's been 33 years. Let it go.
I know, Coach. With that said, though, who led the Bengals in receiving yards in Super Bowl 16 in Pontiac, Michigan?
All right, we'll have the answer when Bengals Weekly continues.
Something exciting is happening this season at Paul Brown Stadium.
Let's go, D, let's go!
The fire for A.J. Green hits a touchdown!
Right there, in the line! He's off to the races!
In the end zone, touchdown!
Geno Atkins put him in a bear hug! To the 30, the 25, has one man to beat the 10!
And you need to be a part of it.
Let's go! Let's go! It's our time!
Cincinnati Bengals tickets are on sale now. Call 866-621-8383 or go to Bengals.com.
Never be far from the game. Download NFL Mobile and watch live NFL games exclusively from Verizon every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night. Never been without football. That's powerful. Verizon.
What's the word on the street?
High Price is coming to town.
High Price?
I hear he's setting up shop on our beat.
Can't let that happen.
I've got a team in mind that'll fight High Price Gang.
Oh, yeah?
50% off Comparat pricing at other stores doesn't mean you're getting the best deal in town. Come into Furniture Fair. We guarantee you the lowest price.
Those prices are untouchable.
It's our duty to protect the public against High Price.
We ran High Price out of town before.
We'll do it again, partner. We'll do it again.
Trying to make sure we're getting ready. Excuse me. Hey, Flacco, what's in the bag?
McDonald's new Mighty Wings.
Those look good. I'll play you for them.
For what, my wings?
First one to miss has to watch the other one eat.
Let's go. Left up, right.
I'm winning off the scoreboard through the uprights.
Aw,
man. Not again.
Cap, you trying to get my wings?
Nah, I'm right here.
What's that noise?
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Memories guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Attention Bengals fans, for information on single game tickets and ticket packs, call the Bengals Ticket Hotline at 866-621-8383 or visit Bengals.com. And don't forget to check out the new Taco Bell Family Zone. It's the place every family wants to be. Taco Bell, live moss.
Welcome back to Bengals Weekly. Time to answer this week's Bengals trivia question. And since the Bengals are in Detroit this week, we're talking about something that happened in Pontiac, Michigan 33 years ago. Who led the Bengals in receiving yards in Super Bowl 16?
It's an interesting question, Dan, that you posed, because Dan Ross set a record with 11 catches in Super Bowl 16. But he was edged in terms of receiving yards by a guy named Chris Collinsworth. Who is that guy? Chris Collinsworth with 107 yards receiving, Dan Ross with 104. Two receivers with over 100 yards. We were doing what we wanted to do and turn the ball over and lose the Super Bowl, Dan.
One other nugget about that, Kenny Anderson passed for 300 yards in that game. Joe Montana, Joe Cool, 157.
Yeah. Turnovers.
What do you consider to be the most impressive record in sports history and why?
The 72 Dolphins, to be able to win the entire season, just because, you know, being in the locker room and the amount of talent in the NFL, I realize how hard it is, you know, so most definitely to go undefeated in the season is an amazing feat.
I'd almost have to say the rushing record in the NFL. I mean, it's been around for a while. Adrian Peterson had a phenomenal year last year and still didn't break it, so he's a great running back, so apparently it's got to be that record.
It has to be the Miami Dolphins. You know, when you grow up and even now, you see the, you know, the stories of the, you know, the almost perfect record, you know, with Dan Marino and you know, that's what you grew up seeing, and you know, nobody has done it yet. Patriots were close, but that's definitely the most important.
Honestly, I think it's De La Salle, you know, high school's record of 151 games straight. That's pretty good. I know, you know, California's high school football isn't as good as Cincinnati's, but it's still pretty impressive.
Actually, Cal Ripken, the number of consecutive games he played back-to-back for as long as he did. Just the longevity. I mean, they play 162 games in a Major League Baseball season, so that's really impressive to me, is this, for him to do what he did every single day, day in and day out, and play to the level he played is unbelievable.
All right, the moment we've all been waiting for, time for Lap's Keys to the Game.
First one, Dan, is a big one. The Bengals, the last two games, have run the ball for over 160 yards. Keep running the rock. Detroit's given up almost 125 yards a game, which is 29th in the NFL. They're giving up 5.4 yards per carry, dead last in the NFL. So a lot of people are very efficient in the running game. The Bengals, because of that running game, well over 32 minutes of possession time, top five in the NFL. Keep Stafford, Bush, Calvin Johnson, all those guys on the sideline, keep them with their helmets in their hands. I think that's going to be a big key in this one. Obviously, takeaways are going to be huge. Bengals defensively got one in Buffalo. They only got two takeaways in three road games. Going to have to start taking that football away. They're minus four on the road. The Detroit Lions are plus five on the season, which puts them tied for seventh in the NFL. Last year, they were minus 16, so they've kind of solved their turnover woes. Bengals are going to have to be heads up and try to take that football away. Finally, red zone. Got to finish. You don't want to settle for three against this Detroit team because they were capable of scoring points. You want to put 7 points on the board. Bengals offense, 64.3% efficiency, touchdowns, tied for fifth in the NFL. Defensively, the Lions in the red zone, 38.9% touchdown percentage allowed, sixth in the NFL. Good battle there. Which one's going to step up? Bengals have to finish and get seven.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's show. For Coach Lewis and for Lap, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week after the pigskin flies in Detroit.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis, presented by Time Warner Cable, was brought to you in part by Furniture Fair. For style and flair, visit Furniture Fair. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by Time Warner Cable, proud to present Bengals Weekly.